I want you to think about your favourite book. Take a moment to picture those characters, their interactions, the scene they're in. Now, I want you to reimagine that same book, but add in all the coronavirus fears and restrictions we've seen throughout 2020. Would you still want to read it? Would the story even actually happen? Would it work? That's the question authors and literary agents across the world are facing right now as they grapple with this new reality and decide whether they should reflect it in their work. Danielle Binks is a literary agent and author, and she joins me now. Danielle, welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
From your perspective as an agent, is it actually necessary for writers to be rejigging their stories to reflect life during COVID?
Look, no, I don't think so. That's my impulse. My impulse is to say no, because just as there are people out there who maybe want to, you know, investigate COVID and its impacts, there are going to be lots of people out there who just want a reprieve from this time and who will actually appreciate the sliding doors option and opportunity to read worlds in which COVID never happened. And that's all it is. It's just an alternate universe where we all went along our daily lives of 2020 without pandemic looming over us. And that's okay as well. I think both options are perfectly fine.
And yet authors are really grappling with this at the moment. Why is there this kind of view that you need to respond to this? How much has this changed our reality that, you know, literature is going to have to kind of reflect it?
The big thing is COVID has unfairly and absolutely impacted certain groups of people far more than others. We know that in America, for instance, those of Black communities, Latino communities, they are dying at a higher rate, being infected at a higher rate. They have been impacted by the economics of this far more than anyone else. And there are those people out there who write contemporary fiction with a mind to socioeconomics, who are going to want to investigate this and going to want to investigate the fallout of this. And that's true in Australia as well. All of this has really unfairly, but also in a much grander way, impacted women. That's just the stats of this thing. So there are those who want to be honest about depicting life as it is and as it will be after COVID. And that's perfectly okay and legitimate. Likewise, if they just want to give their readers a little reprieve, I think that's also very noble.
Now, you're an author yourself and you're writing your second novel now, and you've managed to completely avoid the whole COVID dilemma. Why did you make that judgment?
So my book that came out this year, right in the middle of pandemic, April 28th, the year the maps changed, came out. And that book was set kind of in a 1 year period in 1999. It was set January to November. When I sat down to write my second book, I decided a year in the life of a character, there's just a lot of mechanics to that. It's a lot of getting the seasons right. It's a lot of how do you speed up time or slow it down. So in my second book, I decided to just set it in the duration of 1 month. And I chose the month of October 2019 because my book alludes a lot to horror movies and the horror industry. And I wanted October for the Halloween month, luckily. And because I sat down and started writing it in October 2019, I kind of thought, well, that's a good place to start. So I was very lucky in that sense that through pure fate and happenstance, I set my book in October 2019. But as I'm still writing it, I feel a little bit like Noah, and the book is my ark, and I'm just pairing up all of my characters. I really want them to be safe and okay for the sort of biblical events that are coming. So everybody is kissing, everybody's hugging, handshaking is still okay, because I'm sort of a godlike figure in that I know what's coming, and I just want to pair all my characters up and have them be okay to weather this storm. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I like it. If you had to, how would you make your reader actually enjoy a COVID setting? Hit me with your best literary descriptions.
Oh, God, how would you make them enjoy a COVID setting? Look, I will say there's lots of romances coming out right now. Kylie Scott, who was a wonderful Australian romance author, very quickly wrote, well, not quickly, she put a lot of thought into it and really good and steamy. She wrote a romance novel called Love Under Quarantine that's available now. And that is all about how do we connect people in a sort of digital age where men and women have to kind of go back to writing long form letters and poetry and wooing one another and this sort of epistolatory novel form, which is really fascinating. But I also think fact is sometimes way more interesting than fiction. I, for one, was just captivated by the story in the New York Times and BBC, I think it was a few weeks ago, of a coronavirus-strapped Bolivian orchestra who were in a haunted German castle surrounded by wolves. That is really happening right now.
We actually covered the story, yeah.
Yes, I want to read that. I think it's something that Emily St. John Mandel is probably a little bit annoyed that she didn't come up with that synopsis. I want to read that. I want to read all the fiction and nonfiction of this time as well, because, you know, that's kind of the point of art, is to carry us through this time and to connect us. And as I've been telling everyone, most people around the world and in Australia will not understand this moment in time from sitting in lecture theatres at universities and hearing virologists talk about the outcomes and consequences of COVID. They're going to interact with it through art, be that books or film or television or tapestry or choreography. It's going to be the way that artists interpret this time and give it back to us, is how we're going to all sort of come together for a collective catharsis.
Oh, we need a collective catharsis.
Yeah. I completely, wholly look forward to that. We need that. I support that. I think that's going to be wonderful.
How do you, like, look at TV, movies, books now? It seems so strange, particularly visually, to see characters being so physically close to each other. Do you think it'll change the screenwriting process at all?
I mean, again, it's that sliding doors option of some people will just want to forget that this time ever happened and, you know, in their fictional universes, forget it as well. I am, for instance, a really big fan of the US crime legal drama, The Good Fight.
Oh, I love it.
And I was thinking the other day, oh, so good. If anybody could do an entire COVID series in pandemic, I think it's those writers, the Kings. I think they could actually do a whole season where everybody's on their phones, on their computers, via Zoom, via apps. I think that would be a really interesting kind of storytelling. And because that show is so contemporary as well, and it's very much reflecting American life back to itself, that could be really fascinating. But I'm probably more hoping that in Australia, for instance, or around the world, we're all going to see eventually the tap is going to run dry on entertainment out of the US, because obviously shows are not in production, movies have been halted. And I hope a consequence of that, maybe a silver lining, is that our government invests more in the arts over here and maybe helps get some local productions up and running, you know, which will also benefit the economy. I mean, the arts is a $110 billion industry annually in Australia. Let's invest in some local content. Let's get that on our television screens once the well runs dry. I would like to see local creators step up and be encouraged and be supported and get some finances behind them as well.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and stay safe, everyone.
Danielle Binks there, a literary agent and author of The Year the Maps Changed.